You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends, everybody. We're having fun on the phones tonight, trying to reach everybody. Trying to reach right now Jennifer Battle, who's with the MSU. She's assistant director for campus sustainability. And like I said earlier, that's going to be my first question to her. We're wanting to talk to her about the zip cars. There was an article in the paper today about a really interesting new concept coming along in East Lansing at Michigan State University called a zip car. And I went to their website to take a look at how it works. They're going to be providing this company three Toyota Prius hybrid cars and three Ford Escape cars, sport utility vehicles for students, faculty, and staff. And the concept is you rent it by the hour or by the day, and I'm fascinated how this is going to work. The cars will stay parked next to the International Center, at the Abrams Planetarium parking lot, and at the residence halls, Wilson and Holden residence halls, according to Jennifer. And I hopped on their website to take a look. Mark, we're not having any luck with her?
No, not right now.
Still
going to try.
Well, sure. We'll keep trying, and maybe she'll call as well. But I hopped on their website to take a look. They're going to have these cars. It's a Massachusetts company. You apply and join. I'm getting this from their website right now. It's kind of cool. You apply for a zip card. Once you get approved, you have the card. You make a reservation. The thing that's interesting about this as opposed to a rental car is that you can rent it for a couple of hours or rent it for the whole day. You can do it online or you can use a phone to do it. You then walk over to the car, hold the zip card up to the windshield. The doors unlock and you take off with it. Then when you come back at the end of the day, you return it to the same spot where you picked it up. And that's the end of your reservation. It seems awfully simple. Gas and insurance are covered by it as well. And when I had a few moments to talk with Jennifer about it earlier, of course, her goal behind her office of campus sustainability is to keep the campus green. So it's about convenience and savings as well. And the Priuses that are coming are hybrids, and the utility vehicles are as well. So it's a fascinating idea. Three of the cars she told me this morning are on campus right now, and the others will be coming next week, and then they'll start up the program. So it's kind of cool. Can you imagine like being a student or something, and you can go rent a car for a couple of hours on campus and then return it? I think it's a cool idea.
I think that would definitely help a lot with, you know, that big a campus. So.
Yeah, I mean, there may be, you know, you don't normally need something and have a doctor's appointment or something. You don't need to go through. Now, it sounds like it's a little less hassle than renting a car. Or maybe you can't get someone to give you a ride somewhere, but you would have the availability once you join to drive the car around. Do we have her? Well, I'll be darned. There's Jennifer. Jennifer,
hi, how are you? Good. How are you doing?
Good. Having a little trouble connecting with you. Now, I'm even more intrigued than ever. I went – let me reintroduce you. MSU, the assistant director for campus sustainability.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us exactly what your office means. That was a bit of a mystery for me.
Well, you know, sustainability at Michigan State University. Sustainability is such a broad category, and you can think of it in terms of looking at the environment and economics and community and how they work together. But our office, there's so many different things happening at Michigan State. Our office usually focuses on environment and considering the other two factors as we make environmental decisions.
Very good. Now, the zip car concept, where did you connect on this project?
Well, it came out of a long line of projects that we have done at Michigan State through our Environmental Stewardship Systems team. One of the subcommittees, which is the transportation team, had conducted a staff faculty commuter survey not too long ago and determined that there were definitely areas where we could improve, where we could encourage people to take more sustainable forms of transportation. So one of the suggestions was to implement a car share program. And so this past summer, an RFP went out for car share programs, and of course, Zipcar applied, and we decided to work with them. And so that's how the relationship started.
Would you mind clarifying what RFP is for some folks?
I'm sorry, request for proposals.
I know. Folks learn to talk in acronyms, so I appreciate the clearing up. Now, when does the program officially launch? You told me today there were a few cars on campus already, but when does the program launch?
Well, right now people can go to zipcar.com/MSU and start applying for their zip cards, but they'll be able to start reserving zip cars perhaps as early as tomorrow or next week. We did just get the final three cars on campus today, so they were looking to get up and running very soon.
Now, who are you anticipating will be using this service?
Well, really, I think we'll have a broad range of users. Of course, we'll have students who may not have vehicles or who don't really want to drive their own vehicles around or need to take a quick trip. Faculty and staff who commute to campus, maybe use mass transit or walk or bike, and just need kind of a car for a quick trip or an emergency during the day. And then also, it's available to anyone who has a Zipcar account. It's a national company, so if there's someone coming from another community with a Zipcar account, they can use this the vehicles as well.
I was on, while we were connecting with you, I was on the Zipcar website and looking. It looks like it's a pretty simple process to get a card.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think to get a card, absolutely. First, you just apply, and if you are an MSU community member, you have access to a discount in form of driving credit. And then once you get your card, Zipcar makes it quite easy. You can reserve your car through an application, a website, phone call, however you need it. And once your car is reserved, you just walk up to the car, wave it in front of the Zipcar. It knows that it's you. It unlocks the vehicle, and the keys are inside.
Now, I assume the kinds of cars are not an accident. The Toyota Prius Hybrid is all part of the going keeping green thing.
Well, absolutely. I mean, the two cars we have two types of cars: three hybrid Priuses, and then three Ford Escape Smartway 7, which are also very fuel-efficient vehicles. And the two types of cars kind of address different types of utility. So those who are kind of zipping around and just need something quick, and then maybe some people who need to move a chair or something where they need more space. And then we also wanted to make sure that we had some U.S. manufactured cars as well. So usually about 50% of the cars that are for Michigan State will be U.S. manufactured.
So the fleet will be 6 next week. Do you anticipate the number getting larger, or are we going to see how the program works if we're going to add 2?
Yeah, we're definitely going to see how it works. Our whole goal is to encourage more sustainable forms of transportation. And so if people utilize the zip cars, we're open to adding more cars as needed.
What about the cost for folks to do this?
Well, for those who are in the MSU community, the rental rate started about $8 an hour and $66 per day. So zip cars are really meant for kind of short trips or quick errands and stuff like that. So clearly you're not going to take the car up for 3 weeks. But, you know, it is convenient enough and easy enough, and hopefully at a low enough cost for people who just need to kind of zip around and take a quick trip.
Thus the name Zipcar.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a great alternative for folks and a great service that maybe fill a gap that you don't need to fill out a bunch of contracts and stuff for a rental car if you're just running a quick trip or, like you said, maybe moving a chair and can't walk across campus with it.
Right. I mean, really what we found and what a lot of studies have found in other universities is when you have a car sharing program, it increases people's utilization of other public forms of transportation and sustainable forms of transportation, because it's really the peace of mind that you get knowing that if I were to leave my car at home, if something happens, I can still have access to a vehicle. So we're looking forward to seeing those types of results. Zipcar reports that for every shared car on the road, for every shared car, you take about 15 to 20 single occupancy vehicles off the road.
Wow.
And that's really the results that we are aiming for.
Absolutely. Well, it sounds like a great, exciting, innovative program, and I look forward to talking with you after things are up and running and see how it's going. I appreciate your being with us this evening, Jennifer.
Thank you very much. Great talking to you.
You as well. Good night.
Good night.
Jennifer Battle, MSU Assistant Director for Campus Sustainability on the Zipcar program, up and running soon at MSU. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends right after these messages.